Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We have another exciting episode for you this week on the power of prayer. But specifically, we're going to be talking about how we hear from God through His Word. But before we get to that, I wanted to share something with you that was very special to me. It is a podcast rating that came in from Wailing Women Win. Now, wherever you listen to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, we are so grateful for all of our listeners. And we are especially grateful when you take the time to not only listen to the podcast, but to also leave us a review. A review that I want to share from you today comes from Wailing Women Win that says, "Awesome. I was so blessed by this amazing podcast. She was anointed, engaging, knowledgeable, powerful. Thank you so much. I have always understood the importance of prayer, but this helped me even more. I can't wait to share." And I just want to say thank you so much, Wailing Women Win, for, again, not only listening, but taking the time to leave us a positive review on how this Teach Us to Pray podcast is impacting your life and your prayers to God. It encourages me so much to know that the work that we're doing here on the podcast is having positive effects on your relationship with God. If you haven't had the chance yet, I just want to ask you to take a moment when you can and leave us a positive podcast review wherever you listen to the Teach Us to Pray podcast. Not only does this further encourage us and let us know that we're headed in the right direction, it also helps other believers find our podcast so that they too can be encouraged in their prayer lives as well. Now, let's get into today's episode. We often talk here on the podcast about how we talk to God. However, as I've said multiple times on this podcast, prayer is not a one-way street. It is not us just only talking to God. It is also Him talking back to us. Now, what does that mean? That means we don't just need to know how to communicate to God. We need to also know how to hear from Him. In upcoming episodes, I want to share with you different ways that God speaks to us and that how we can also hear from Him through prayer. In today's episode, I specifically want to talk about how to hear from God through His Word. How can we listen to God through the reading and studying and meditating of our Bibles? because here is a really important truth that all Christians need to understand. God is speaking to us through his word. The question is, are we listening? There are many ways that we can hear from God. So many ways. You might hear from him just through your spirit. You might hear from him through confirmation. You might hear from him through someone else, through a dream or a vision. The ways that we hear from God are all going to be different because we're all different. But there is one way that God speaks to all of his children, and that is through his word. If you've never heard from God in any other way, you can be sure that you can and will hear from him through the study and reading of his word, the Bible. And that is exactly what the Bible is meant for. It is meant for us to hear from God. Now, why is this important for believers? It's important because it's through his word that God tells us his will. It tells us his heart for us. The Bible tells us his character so that we even know who God is in the first place. The Bible communicates the essential truths that all Christians need to know. I often think Joshua, who was commanded to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Now, this would mean that he would have to go into war. He would have to go into battle to take this land because the land was already occupied. Now, before he goes into battle in Joshua chapter 1, we hear God give Joshua like a pep talk, right? It's like they're in the locker room about to go into this game, into this war, and God is giving Joshua this pep talk. Now, you would think that God would give him some sort of military strategy, right? No, he does none of the such. God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. But then he says to Joshua that he should keep God's word close to him if he wants to be successful. Joshua 1 verses 7 through 8 says, "Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." No military strategy here. No step-by-step, 10-step process on how to get to the promised land. No, just focus on God's word. Meditate on God's word. That's the instruction. And that is the same instruction that God gives us for our lives. So often we want to know from God, what should we do next? Where should we go? What decision, what choice should we make? And oftentimes we will find those answers in the very word of God. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 through 17 says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work." It's the Bible. It's the scriptures. It's the very word of God that teaches us, that corrects us and molds us into the people that God wants us to be. It trains us in righteousness so that we should know what to do and how to do it. It gives us wisdom so that we can be competent in the work that we're called to do. God is speaking to us through his word to tell us everything that we need to know. But ultimately, the word of God is God's love letter to his people. It's how we know that God loves us in the first place. I see a growing movement of people saying, "My religion is love. Just love people and that's it," right? But here's the truth. How can we know what love is apart from God? And is it not the word, the Bible, that shares with us God's love for us. Without his truth, we can't know that we are loved. We can't know that we can't know what love is. That is why God's word is so important. His truth is so important. It reveals his love, his character, and his will for us. So, how can we hear God through his word? Today, I want to give you 3 steps to hearing God through the Bible. The first step is to pray for guidance before you open your Bible. Now, I have a whole episode on what to pray before you study the Bible. I want you to go back and check that out if you want a more in-depth step-by-step process on the things that you can be praying for before you actually study the Bible so that you can make sure that you hear God clearly. But the point of praying before you actually study the Bible is to ask God what he wants to say to you before you start reading his word. Oftentimes we can go to the Bible and we think, okay, well, I want to hear this or I need to hear this. Instead of first going to God and saying, God, this is your letter to me. What do you want to say to me? It's not only about what we want to hear when it comes to opening our Bible. It's more important to know, what is it that God wants to say? What is it that he wants to share with us? So before we open our Bible to hear from him, we need to be in prayer, because what that's going to do is it's going to open our spiritual ears, open up our hearts, not just to only hear what we want to hear, right? Where we put up these spiritual filters so we only hear what we want to hear, right? It opens up our hearts and our minds and our ears so that we can actually hear what God wants to say. There are so many times where I went to my Bible and I was just praying to God about what he wanted to say. And he led me to a specific scripture. And I would be thinking to myself, what does this have to do with anything? Why does God have me in Exodus today? That doesn't seem to match anything that I'm going through, right? And one of two things will happen. Either one, I will get a complete revelation from a scripture that I did not expect to hear anything from God about, right? And I never would have went to that scripture if I wasn't led by God to do so in the first place. But in his sovereign knowledge about what I need most, even more than I know I need myself, he leads me in the right direction. Or second, I realize that God's leading me to a scripture, not for myself. It's not all about me. Maybe I'll read something. I'll learn something. I might not necessarily feel like it applies to my life at the time, but I'll meet someone else that day or that week that it does apply to. And God had me go to that scripture because he wanted me to encourage someone else in that word, because God had a message that he wanted to give me to share with someone else. We don't want to be so me-focused when it comes to hearing God through his Bible that we don't actually hear from him. It's kind of like when you're talking to someone and they're talking and you're listening to them, but you're not really listening. You're only thinking about what you want to say next. You're only thinking about what your response is going to be the moment that they stop talking. And so you're not listening. We can sometimes do that with God when we approach his word and we already assume what we want to hear, what we want to say. But instead, we need to approach God's word in humility through prayer, to open our ears and our hearts to whatever it is that he wants to say. The second step that we need to take to hear God through his word is to read, study, and meditate on the Bible. To read, study, and meditate on his word. Here's the difference. We read God's word to gain understanding of what he's saying. We study God's word so that we can learn how we can apply what we've learned, what we understood, to our everyday lives. And we meditate on God's word. And I have a whole nother podcast episode. Check it out on how to meditate on God's word. But we meditate on God's word so that we remember it. Hebrews 4:12 says, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The Bible is so powerful that not only do we read it, but it reads us. The Bible reveals the intention of our hearts. It gets deeper into the core of who we are to help mold us into the women and men that God wants us to be. And that's exactly what God is speaking to us. His word is here to transform us, to change us. But it can only do that if we actually read the Bible, if we make time to open the Bible and read it so that we can actually hear from him. If someone wrote you a letter, you don't just leave it on your nightstand and never open it up and read it. No, you open the letter and you read it so that you can hear what the messenger wanted to say to you. That is God's intention with his word, that we would actually open it up and read it. We study the word so that it will actually change us. Studying the Bible is different from reading the Bible. Reading the Bible, like I said, is so that we gain understanding. But studying the Bible is actually understanding God's intention behind the scripture. What is it that he wants us to learn? What is he trying to teach us? What principles does he want us to apply to our lives? What promises does he want us to hold on to? And then we don't just hear the word, we actually do it. We actually live it out. That's an important part of Bible study. It's not enough to just know God's word and to know what we need to do. We actually have to live it out to activate it in our everyday lives. And this is where meditation comes in. As we meditate on God's word, as we think about God's word, as we hide God's word in our hearts, we're reminded as we go through the day to actually live it out. We're not always going to have our physical Bible on us 24/7. Well, I guess we kind of do now that we have our phones on us, but we might not always have them out in the moment ready to read Psalm 23, right? We need to have it in our hearts so that when we're stressed or anxious, we can go back to the word that's deep in our hearts and remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When we're afraid, we can go back and remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That's the power of meditation. It gets God's word deep in your heart so that you can live it out as a natural lifestyle, so that God's voice is always in your ear, no matter where you go or what you go through. The third and final step that I want to encourage you to do to hear from God through his word is write down what you hear. When God speaks to you through his word, let's say you're reading a scripture and there's a specific verse that just stirs your spirit. Write it down, highlight it, make a point to memorize that scripture so that it stays with you. The point here is so that you don't forget. What good is it to pray before you study the Bible, then read, study, and meditate on the Bible, receive a wonderful word from God, and then just forget it. Just forget what he was trying to communicate to you through his word. Now, the problem is we have bad memories. That's just a fault that we have. Can you remember what you ate 2 weeks ago on Thursday? Probably not, right? So it's so important to write down what you hear God speaking to you as you study his word. As we learned, God's word is living and he will give you a word when you need it. But we got to remember it. So write it down. Keep a prayer journal, keep a Bible study journal, and write it down so that you can remember what God is speaking to you, what he has spoken to you through his word for years to come. The Bible is no ordinary book. It's the very message and word of God speaking to you and me. a message that's definitely worth remembering. I just want to remind you before we close today that God does speak to us through his word. Now, some people may feel like they don't hear from God. They may hear other people say, oh, God told me this, and I heard God say, and you may wonder, maybe you're one of those people, and you wonder, why isn't God speaking to me? Why don't I hear from God like that? Let me tell you this. If you are reading your Bible, if you are praying to God as you study your Bible, if you are meditating on the Word of God, God is speaking to you. If you are reading and living out the truth of Scripture, you have heard from God. This is why Jesus says that man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is God's word that is our source. It is God himself speaking to us every time we're ready to hear him through the Scriptures. Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three prayer personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you best hear from God, how you most likely connect with him in prayer, and to just have a little fun. Take the prayer personality quiz now at prayquiz.com. That's PrayQuiz.com, or find the link in the show notes for today's episode. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer. So I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe, so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and join the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul. Available now in the Apple or Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.